Joining us now, Elizabeth Carey with the AAA, talking about heading to Jacksonville if you're a Bills fan. And, you know, I'm wondering, Elizabeth, as you're watching things play out on Sunday, a lot of fans are kind of looking at this like, who do I like the Bills against? Who might I not? Are you looking at it a little bit differently? Like, what's the area people like to travel to and where do they not?
Well, definitely. First of all, Western New Yorkers love to go to Florida for any reason to warm up at this time of year. So that's definitely a draw, aside from the big game. So people looking to make a little mini trip out of it and go to Florida, go to Jacksonville for a few days and cheer the Bills on while they're there. So we did definitely get a lot of calls yesterday with people inquiring.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are they calling and asking of the AAA?
Well, they were first asking if we had a charter or if we were doing a big group trip, which we're not, but we're just doing individual reservations for anyone who needs that. But some people have a little bit of sticker shock when they see the cost because, of course, last-minute flights always cost more. United put that flight out there that was a nonstop, but you're leaving Saturday, you're coming back Sunday night. Really hefty price tag at about $900 just for the flight. So, some people then kind of thinking, let's see if I can reconsider what my best options might be.
Yeah, wow. I was originally looking at a different day, and I'm like, wow, flights are reasonable. But then you fast forward to this weekend, and it's like, oh, okay, you know, maybe not so much. It's a little bit more than what I was thinking about. But still, a lot of people want to go and support the Bills. It could be worse, right? I mean, West Coast or, you know, out in Denver or something like that, those are pricey places to go to, too.
Oh, yeah. It definitely would be even more expensive. So there's definitely some options, too. So you want to fly right to Jacksonville. That's going to cost you the most. There's no nonstops except that one United put out. Otherwise, you're taking a connecting flight. And you're going to pay, you know, $700, $800, whatever the final round-trip price would be. However, if you want to fly down to Orlando, there's definitely cheaper prices available. But then it's about 2 hours and 20 minutes up to Jacksonville, so you'd have to rent a car. But still, you could shave hundreds of dollars off the trip if you did it that way. And if you just want to drive the entire way, it's just over 15 hours. But if you get a few Bills Mafia friends in the car with you, the average vehicle, the gas round trip is going to cost you less than $200. So that's a good way to split it up. And we have seen a lot of fans do this over the years and take those long road trips.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But, you know, all in, when you figure the cost of airfare, your hotel, your game ticket, eating out, all that, I mean, is it comparable, do you think, to what other playoff games have cost over the years when we've gone to Kansas City or somewhere else?
Yeah, we actually looked into this yesterday and started looking and having some heartbreaks and PTSD, I have to say, looking back at what's happened over the years, you know, past 5 or 6 years, and seeing how we got so close and then lost to Kansas City or whatever would have happened. But we have not been on the road for a playoff game anywhere aside Kansas City in the past several years. So the prices right now to get to Jacksonville are definitely comparable to what people were paying to get to Kansas City for the championship game last year.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. You know, I didn't really think about it. When you said it like that, I'm thinking like, all right, we've been on the road in past playoffs, but it's always Kansas City, it seems like, and it's never anywhere else. And I was, you know, wondering, all right, maybe do all these past playoff road losses sour a lot of people who are willing to make that trip and say, you know, every time I make this trip, I go home unhappy and we're losing the games. Maybe I'll stay home this time. But is it a whole new crowd who might be interested in Florida?
What does Josh Allen say? You got to have the faith or keep the faith. So there's a lot of fans out there that are saying, no, we're going all the way, especially coming off the game at Highmark on Sunday. I was there and it was such an incredible atmosphere and such a great experience. And there were fans there from all over the country that were sitting around us, and they just wanted to be a part of that. So there's a lot of Bills fans, and I think they're going to show their true colors with a lot of red, white, and blue at the game on Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be nice to keep that mojo going from Sunday, too. And, you know, I was just thinking, like, Kansas City, that was never easy to fly into either or drive to. So it's
right.
Kind of...
Yeah, it wasn't... Yeah, that much farther to get to Jacksonville compared to Kansas City, and the flights were definitely comparable. So that's an option. And when you think about it, warmer weather, and there's a lot of things to do in Jacksonville. You can go to the beach. You go experience the Riverwalk. You know, they're known for the zoo and the museums. There's a lot of restaurants. So a lot of people saying, let's make a little mini trip out of it.
Well, it's an interesting way to kind of look at the Bills playoff schedule. It's always, all right, where can we go? where can we maybe go next? Because it's going to be on the road for at least a couple weeks. We know that for sure if the Bills advance this Sunday. Don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but, you know, these travel options are there for everybody else. I mean, you mentioned this is the time where people want to get away to Florida. Have people kind of maybe adapted? You know, the past 5 years, we've been in the playoffs, been on the road a few times. Have people maybe adapted their traveling schedule around these Bills games? Because I'm thinking in the past, you know, growing up, schedule our trip for early January, whatever, we're not doing anything. And now all of a sudden you want to be around for these Bills games to either go or maybe go somewhere else. Are people changing their habits at all or their schedules when it comes to booking trips?
Well, what we're seeing is travelers want experiences. They want to immerse themselves into an experience, and they're not about, you know, having this material good in their hand as far as they're saying, wow, I was part of that. So that's what's really driving this. So when the Bills' regular schedule comes out, we see people scooping up road game tickets and planning their trips to go see the game on the road. It's become a rite of passage. And then when these playoff games come, it's a little bit different. It's people that say, wait a minute, I have a little bit of money in my pocket, or I really want to be part of this, or maybe I regret I didn't go to a different game and now I don't want to miss out on this one. Like, you don't want to have any FOMO, a fear of missing out. So that's what kind of drives a lot of people to scoop up these last minute opportunities.
Sure. Well, Bills or no Bills, I mean, what is the appetite for trips to get out of Western New York and get to a warmer climate this time of year?
Oh, it's huge. So, you know, the snow and the cold weather definitely helps out the travel business. So a lot of people are booking vacations down in Florida, throughout the islands, and then also cruising really big right now. So a lot of warm weather destinations are what's really the most popular at this time of year, and it'll be that way right through Easter.
You know, I think I saw something recently that the AAA was forecasting a little bit of a bump in the cruise business for 2026. Did I read that right?
Yeah, so we came out with this cruise forecast that usually comes out in the early part of the year, but they put it out in the fourth quarter looking ahead to what's going to happen in 2026. Millions of people cruising this year, so definitely expecting an uptick. There's a lot of those mega cruise ships out there that fit a lot of people, so they can hold a lot of passengers, but then also some people opting for the smaller ones too. And just that cruise experience is really popular with multi-generational travelers, so with grandma, grandpa, you know, the parents, the kids, the cousins, everybody traveling together, that's a really popular trend right now.
All right. Well, very cool. And we'll see what happens this week. And maybe we'll be talking to you next week, right? About somewhere.
We sure hope so.
All right. Elizabeth, thanks again this morning. That's Elizabeth Carey from the AAA of Western and Central New York.